Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. French fighter jets hit Islamic State targets in Syria. Massive airstrikes struck the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in Syria Sunday, destroying a command post and a training camp. The French attack is the biggest so far, targeting the Islamic State group, and comes after the terrorist organization claimed responsibility for a series of attacks in Paris that killed more than 130 people Friday night. French President François Hollande called the gun and suicide attacks an act of war. French police have released a photo of a suspect who is still at large from the attack. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man from Brussels. The so-called eighth attacker is described as dangerous. President Obama vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of last Friday's Paris attacks, saying he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama spoke on Sunday after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in Turkey. Friday's attacks in Paris topped the agenda on the first day of talks among leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, which were meant to focus on trade, energy, and climate change. Flags over the American Capitol flew at half-staff Sunday as a tribute to the victims of the deadly attacks in Paris. Washingtonians also paid their respects at a makeshift memorial in front of the French embassy, leaving flowers and bottles of wine in tribute and lighting candles. Among the dead in Paris was at least one American, as well as foreign nationals from at least 13 other countries. A number of people killed were from Muslim countries, including Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. This is VOA News. The U.S. says President Obama and Russia's President Vladimir Putin agreed Sunday on the need for a Syrian-led political transition, UN-mediated negotiations, and a ceasefire to end the country's four-year civil war. They met for 35 minutes on the sidelines of the G20 Economic Summit in Turkey, with the White House calling it a constructive discussion. A Ukrainian soldier was killed and eight others wounded in attacks in the country's east as fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists intensified despite a ceasefire agreement. Sunday's shelling occurred near the de facto rebel capital of Donetsk. Security officials in Egypt say police discovered the bodies of 15 African migrants found shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel and Gaza. Another eight migrants were also found wounded in the attack. The Associated Press identifies them as Sudanese and says they were killed by security forces while approaching the wire fence separating Sinai from Israel. The incident occurred south of the town of Rafah. Lebanese security forces have detained nine people, mostly Syrians, suspected of involvement in planning terrorist attacks, including a twin bombing last week, and smuggling extremists into the country. The Interior Minister announced the arrest Sunday, 3 days after a twin suicide attack in a southern Beirut suburb, killing 43 people and wounding more than 200. The United States transferred five Yemeni detainees who were being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the United Arab Emirates. The five low-level detainees had been held at the U.S. military prison for more than a decade, none charged with a crime. The transfers reduced the detainee population at Guantanamo to 107. A top government official in Afghanistan revealed more than 1,300 foreign fighters linked to various regional and international terrorist groups had participated in the recent battle for control of the northern city of Kunduz. Afghan Deputy Foreign Minister Hekmat Khalil Karzai says militant groups operating in Afghanistan include Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, the anti-China East Turkestan Islamic Movement, and the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose National League for Democracy Party swept to a resounding victory in last week's parliamentary elections, opened talks with long-standing military foes as she prepares to form the next government. So far, the NLD has won more than 80% of the seats in the bicameral parliament. That is a margin that will allow it to choose the country's next president. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.